the Traveling Introvert. Today I want to talk about navigating career development. So here's the thing with career development. We think we know what we want. We think we know where we want to go. We're looking for the most direct path there, and that isn't always the case. That's not always what happens. Things crop up along the way. However, career development in general requires learning as much as possible and setting some sort of path that might change as you grow, as opportunities turn up, as corporations change, whatever. But the career development process requires more than just sort of a thought or ambition. It demands sort of knowing your goal while thinking about what you skills that you have and how to harness your potential to achieve those sort of aspirations that you have for your career development. So let's talk about some pivotal steps that you need to think about to navigate your career development effectively. One of the first things to think about is, what kind of lifestyle do you want? Ultimately, how do you want to live your life? Because you're going to need to align your career path with the lifestyle that you aspire to lead. Think about work-life balance, income expectations, and personal values to ensure that your career choices support your overall life goals and happiness. There's no point you wanting to be the CEO of some tech company where you work all hours of the day if you really would like to travel 40% of the time to nice destinations where you're not just getting on and off a plane and going to meetings. So make sure that there is some alignment there. That's a really common mistake that people make. They're like, oh, I want this title because it equals this amount of money, but don't think about the workload and the stress that might come with that. Then think about identifying your strengths and weaknesses. Of course, do a SWOT analysis on yourself. Once you've figured out the lifestyle you want to live, start thinking about your skills and interests and values. Understanding what you excel at and where you can improve can set a solid foundation for like what you want to develop. Then set clear career goals. Make sure that you outline short-term, medium-term, and long-term career objectives. And then keep learning new skills. It's so common where people sort of get a job, they get comfy, they like their job, they like their boss, and they're just motoring along, and all of a sudden they're laid off. And they haven't done anything to keep their skills updated. They haven't been reaching out to recruiters. They don't know what the workforce looks like now, what kind of interview questions are happening. So keep learning. The world is constantly changing. And as technology advances, it will continue to change faster and faster. So you need to continually learn. Identify critical skills that align with your career goals and your lifestyle desires, and seek resources to help develop those competencies. And like I was saying about reaching out to recruiters, so many people only reach out to recruiters when they need a job. And that's not what you should be doing. Building an active and responsive professional network brings opportunities that might not be accessible otherwise. Attending industry conferences, joining professional associations, and connecting with mentors to guide and support your career path is really, really critical when you're thinking about career development. And think about mentors. Always seek feedback and mentorship. Regular feedback highlights areas for improvements and reinforces strengths. It highlights areas for improvements and reinforces strength. Don't just think of feedback as all the negative things. Seek a mentor to provide guidance, share insights from their own experiences, and assist you with navigating the complexities of maybe your chosen field or a field that you are interested in. Market yourself. Build a brand. Craft a dynamic personal brand that mirrors your professional persona. Ensure, like, your resume, your LinkedIn, everything else, effectively showcase your skills and accomplishments and the unique value you bring to potential employers, clients, or customers. And of course, last but not least, be flexible and a little bit adaptable. Because achieving career success often follows a windy and hilly path rather than a straight line to success. So be flexible and ready to adjust your objectives and methods in response to random opportunities that come up on changes in your field. Flexibility is a powerful asset in overcoming challenges and seizing new possibilities. So those are just a few things that you can do. By following these steps, you should be able to create a really quick, rough, personalized work sort of roadmap that guides you throughout the complexities of career development. So thank you for listening. This is Janice from thecareerinternet.com, helping you build your brand and get hired. Have a great rest of your week.